This is Minx Talks. This is my friend.
Hi, I'm Hera.
And this is actually the very first episode on video for Minx Talks. So I've had this podcast and I've done audio only, like on Spotify, and I honestly haven't uploaded an episode on there in like, how long has it been?
It's been like a hot minute, like a couple of months.
Wait, months? No, wait. I think it's been like years.
A year?
I think so. Yeah, I started that podcast a long, long time ago. And I've always wanted to do video format because I just thought that'd be so much more engaging. And you guys can see, like, I don't know. I feel like everyone just loves video. You know, you feel like closer to the person because you can like see their mannerisms and just, I don't know. It's just better, I think.
I agree. I enjoy watching people like with video, you know, instead of like just audio.
Oh my God, I thought you had a hickey on your neck.
What is that?
Wait, what happened? Okay, sorry, guys. I don't know if you guys can see this on camera, but Hera has like a, I don't know, it's like a, what is that? Like a scratch?
Yeah, so I was literally thinking that. I was like, oh, people are going to think this is like a hickey, but it's actually just like a bug bite, and I scratched it too hard, and then it's like, it's a scab now, so not the prettiest thing in the world, but...
I was like looking at it. I was like, okay.
Okay. No, I'm kidding.
But wait, did I say my name? I don't know if I said my name yet.
It's kind of itchy.
Wait, what kind of bug is it? That's a big bite.
See, the thing is, I don't know. I woke up with it.
Oh my God, you scratched it really hard. It's like a scab now.
Yeah, it was really itchy. Actually, it's not that itchy now. I need like soothing bug cream or something.
Oh no. I have Aquaphor.
Does that work?
I have lotion. I think so. Because Aquaphor, it's like when you have tattoos, which... I don't think you have tattoos, right?
No.
So when you have tattoos, Aquaphor is like really good for like the healing process, like scabbing. It doesn't like hurt as much. So I think Aquaphor would be really good for your bug bite. I'll give you some.
I love Aquaphor for like my face.
I got you. So I go by Minx online because I do music and I plan to release music really soon and it's going to be under Minx. Okay, so this is the first episode and... We don't really have anything planned right now.
No, I feel like we just wanted to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, we just kind of wanted to get it out there.
We live in Wyoming.
Where is Wyoming?
Somewhere in the middle of America.
I'm like the worst. Disclaimer, I'm like the worst person to ask like geographical questions to. I don't know where anything is.
I'm actually pretty good because I like...
You studied it?
Yeah, I studied it. So, like, I have, like, a good idea of, like, the map,
I guess.
Watch Wyoming be, like, somewhere not in the middle of America. Watch it be, like, completely off the charts. And I'm totally wrong. And they're going to all debunk me.
I know nothing about Wyoming. But
Actually... Jeffree Star has a ranch there.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Oh, wait, that's why it sounds kind of familiar.
With his yaks.
Yeah.
But he, you know.
Wait, the yak thing is crazy.
Okay, he eats his yaks.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
He doesn't eat his yaks.
I swear to God. He, like, eats his yaks, but, like, they're his pets, but they eat.
Wait, what do you mean?
No judgment.
I don't think so.
I'm vegetarian and, like.
Has he came out saying that he eats his yaks, or is that, like, a theory?
I think he made a statement, but, like, don't quote me on that.
Okay, we're going to have to Google that later because I don't believe that. I don't know.
He eats his yaks. Like, I was shocked.
So he raises them from being babies, and then he eats them when they're older?
Okay, I don't know if he, like, raises them, like, when they were really, really young, but I do know... I don't know if he has, like, favorites. Like, he won't eat, like, Jerry or something.
The yak.
But, like...
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, I... Personally, I feel like I would be too attached to all of, like, my quote-unquote pets to eat
but
them.
But, see, that's the thing is, like, I don't know anything about, like, farm life or what farmer etiquette is. So, is it common for people on the farm to raise animals and then eat them?
Oh, yeah.
I have no...
Yeah.
Okay, 100%. So it's not... too crazy then if he's eating his yaks.
No, okay. So most people like raise cows and then they like
eat them.
It's like a business, you know, like they milk them and then they slaughter them and then
I don't know if this is gonna trigger anybody. Do they do it like in a humane way usually? Or is there, like, no humane way?
Okay, I don't think so.
Okay, fun fact. Hera is... You're a pescatarian.
Okay, I'm pescatarian. I used to be vegan, and I'm majority vegetarian.
But... Like, I would say, like, 80% of your diet is vegetarian.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Today, after this, we're going to go get sushi.
I've been craving it so bad.
No, and I really want to take you to this place. They have really good sushi.
Really good sushi, just, like...
I know. Mm, I know. Like, after our really bad experiences, going to the worst sushi spots, and she literally threw up. The last time we went to a sushi spot, she went to the bathroom and threw up.
This happens often because there would be times where we have like the most amazing food, and then like randomly on a Tuesday we'll hang out, and it would be like the most disgusting bowel food ever.
Yeah.
I wish we had like a pillow.
I know, me too. That's why.
I know.
Okay, next time we're gonna have pillows. Our backs are like killing us right now.
Yeah, like we're trying to be proper women.
We have to stand up straight. Wait, my bra is like falling. Talk about proper women. Okay. Okay. Anyways, okay, so sorry, what do you call it? I digress. People say that when you like go off topic. Yeah. Okay, so
I digress, I think.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I've been hearing that a lot. Okay, anyway, sorry for going off topic.
First, I feel like we should talk about how we met.
How we met. Oh, gosh. Okay. So I'm so bad with, like, timelines. Like, what year was it?
It was
around 3 years ago.
2021.
Okay. So I was kind of right. It was around 3 years
ago. Like, the summer of 2021.
Okay.
We're talking about how we met, and then it's 3:33.
Yeah. So we met in Orange County. We met at the beach. I was going to the beach alone, and I was going to go there to, like, meditate and just kind of, like, you know, do, like, kind of, like, spiritual stuff over there, just relax and all that. And she was, like, taking her book or something. So she was technically, like, kind of going for a similar reason, to just, like, relax and whatever. So,
yeah.
She was also alone. And
so, I was just going to, like, tan my legs and read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, see, I used to do that a lot, too. I used to go to the beach just to, like, tan my pale-ass legs. But anyways, so I just got in my car, and then you came up to me. What did you say?
I was like, you were like kind of like diddling off, and I was like, hey. Like,
she was like, do you know about Jesus Christ?
No,
you didn't know. No, do that.
But I was kind of like, hey, like, did you see my horrible parking? And she was like, no. And I was like, oh, like, what are you doing? Like, hi. And then we just started talking. Mm-hmm. And then it ended up that we live 5 minutes away from each other. So,
okay, yeah. So we were in Orange County, like at Newport Beach. And it turns out we both live in a way out city, like 40-minute drive probably. And it turns out we live like 5 minutes from each other. So that was like the craziest thing. We were out here in this other city. Mm. And it just turns out we live like so close to each other in another city. So that was really interesting.
That was
super weird, because no one lives out there in that city.
No. And like, I would have never, I don't know, I just didn't expect it.
And I was like new to the area too. I think I was only there at that point. Like, I think I was super new. I think I was only there for a few months at that point. I didn't even know that city existed.
Yeah, I feel like we had like so many similarities.
Yeah, exactly. And we were like the same age, basically. Mm-hmm. We're like a year apart. So we were there alone. So it was just like,
I don't know. And we were there for like spiritual reasons.
Yeah, we were both there. Okay, that's something we really have in common, is we both are like, how do I describe this? We both like get a lot of our energy from like doing stuff alone, or like in small crowds, or like, you know, like reading and like like, we both love going to Barnes and Noble.
Oh, we love that. And just
that's like our little like retreat. So like,
no, and you know, like when you hang out with some people and you feel like drained afterwards, like I've never ever felt that when I hang out with you. You know, like I always feel like really good, and like I actually feel like better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For the most part, you also want friends that you're able to unwind and relax with, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there needs to be that balance.
I feel like we've just been in so many crazy situations. And
that too. We've been in like, okay, this is like, we'll definitely just like,
I feel like disclose not for that. This like, episode. Yeah. Definitely down the line.
Tune in, because
we've been through
like pretty much like the craziest things together. Yeah. I don't think we're going to be making those same crazy, like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would call them mistakes, but those crazy, like,
I think
things. If, I think we were maturing, you know? Like, we're definitely maturing in the sense that, like, I think we have a better head on our shoulder, even than we did 3 years ago. Because, honestly, in your 20s, I feel like you grow a lot, you know? If you're growing the right way, I feel like you grow a lot within, 100%. Like, even from 21 to 24, there's, like, so much growth. And then from 24 to, like, 27 or 27 to 20, I feel like the 20s are, like, the most, like, you grow the most within that small time frame. Whereas, like, your 30s, you already kind of, like, reached that maturity level and, like, whatever. Obviously, you're still maturing. Yeah. That's why I said if you're growing right.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I just feel like 20s is just, like, you transition so much from age 20 to 30 versus, like, you know, 30 to 40 obviously is a big transition, but it's not as, like, intense, you know?
I feel like.
I think. I don't know. I feel
like spiritually you have to, like, force yourself to grow.
Wait, what were we talking about originally?
Oh, how we
met. Okay, yeah. See, we go off on tangents here.
But, like, definitely, like,
we go off on tangents.
Like, if it was, like, the 1600s, we would definitely be burned and as witches.
Oh my god,
be burned and, like,
okay, thank god we're not,
because our
born in that era.
No, thank god.
But yeah, so that's how we met.
I think that day, like, someone hit, or, like, I accidentally hit someone's car, and then, like, I pretended it didn't happen.
Oh my god,
and naive. And then, like, someone caught on camera.
And then that day
they, like, contacted, like, my insurance or something or whatever, I don't know. Yeah, that day something's always happening. God. And then I don't know. Yeah,
that's crazy. Why? I had no idea.
I, like, got scared. I mean, don't do this, kids, but, like, I got scared and
you
it
left.
Was like a barely, it was barely anything. It was like a scratch.
You're those people that people warn people about.
Exactly. Oh my like God. It was like a scratch, like, literally, like, it was like barely anything, so I just left.
Oh my god. And don't do that.
My fault, my bad. I learned my lesson.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Well, they caught you.
Yeah, that's what made me learn my lesson.
Enough of that. But yeah, so we have these icebreaker cards here. So okay, so you're gonna pick up a card on your pile and then you ask me. And then I'm gonna pick up a card on my pile and ask you. Okay. So just gonna kind of be like back and forth a little bit.
Okay, sounds good. Okay.
Maybe we could do like 5 to 10 around that. Okay, so.
Okay, I'll go first.
Go ahead and start.
Okay, what's your favorite band or musical artist?
I don't know why this came to mind. I really like No Doubt, like with Gwen Stefani. It's not like probably my favorite band ever, but it just came to mind.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I really like them. They're like very like groovy and like,
yeah,
I don't know.
What about like Ravina? You like her?
Wait, did it say artist? Band? It oh, musical or. Artist. Oh my God. Okay. I love Ravina. So I think her last name is, I don't know how to say it. Aurora. Ravina Aurora.
Aurora.
Yeah. No Aurora. Idea. Yeah. So she's very spiritual. Her music's just about like healing from, in her own words, traumatic events and just kind of healing from that and seeing like the light at the end of the tunnel. And I just think it's so nice. She was like a big part of like my healing journey and like doing shrooms and all that. Like I was listening to her a lot and it was just, she's very healing. So I would definitely give her a listen if you're interested. So she's the best.
No, definitely.
I love her. Do you have couples in your life that you admire? What's special about their relationship?
That's like a really hard one. Couples that I admire. I feel like a cliche answer would be like, oh, my parents, but like, I don't know. I don't know if I have any, like, you know, I don't really think of it like that. I just look at people and I'm like cute, but I don't like think of it as you're like, right.
You're not like them. Idolizing them or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm not like, oh my god, like, you know, because everyone has like issues. I know that. Everyone has like,
oh shit,
not saying that people don't have good qualities, but I'm just like, I would have to like sit here and think because I don't have the answer to that on the top of my head.
Want, want, want. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I couldn't answer one either. Okay.
Yeah, like you get it, right?
No, I couldn't answer one of the other ones either. No, this one, I really love Chrishell Stouse and G Flip. I love their relationship. Like, I obviously I don't know what they're like behind closed doors, but from what they share, it's just very sweet, you know? Like, I don't know. I just think it's such a cute relationship.
Even like thinking of celebrities, like I can't think of anyone. Like, my mind goes blank.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Or so, I don't know. Yeah.
Now we have this other pile. That one was Icebreaker. These ones are deep, so this is like a level above Icebreaker. So we're going to go ahead and ask each other some questions from this pile. Do you want to go first?
Okay, yes. Be able to speak to animals or know all the foreign languages. Why?
I feel like I'd get freaked out talking to animals.
Same.
I feel like I kind of don't want to talk to them. I don't know. Actually, I don't know what that would do to the world, because, you know, then I'd become like very, like, people would come after me, like, oh, she knows how to talk to animals, like, we need to, like,
take her business.
No, like, I think, like, or people already do that. They're like, oh, I can speak to animals.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
I don't know. I'd probably know all the languages, because if I had like a job where I had to talk to people, I could be like, I know every language, and they would raise my pay like by like $100.
That would be so cool. Like, I'd be knowing like, every language.
Yeah. In the world, like, what do you even call that? There's like bilingual, trilingual. What would you call that if you know like every language?
Universe lingual. I don't know. Or no, like earth lingual. I don't know.
Earth lingual.
every language on the earth. Earth lingual.
So I'd probably choose that. Okay. What's your favorite memory of us together? I think this is for couples, but we're going to do it friendship edition.
You know what? I feel like there's so many good memories that we have. I can't really pick one.
Pick one.
All the times where we, like, gone to the beach and done shrooms, I feel like that's always been, like, a good memory.
Oh, shrooms. Yeah. Yeah.
What's something you're glad is in the past and why?
Oh, God. My early 20s.
Same.
I'm so glad that my way of being is like in the past, because I feel like, I don't know, I was really
like, you just grown
up. I was not really as grounded, and I didn't really like, I feel like I needed people's approval more and things like that, where it's just like, I feel like, I don't know, it's hard to really pinpoint like one thing, but like, I'm so glad that does that make sense? My early 20s, I'm like glad that's in the past.
Same. I 100% agree with you.
I'm like embracing getting older versus like hiding away from it.
I love getting older. Mm-hmm. Like, unpopular opinion, but like, I feel like, why would I want to go back to 21? I was so chaotic.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know, I feel like you grow more within your like sense of self and style and things like that and whatever. So I don't know. I'm glad that's in the past.
Yes.
Okay. What is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
I feel like I have so many. Oh, like, gosh. Like, the most embarrassing thing. See, I'm too embarrassed to say it.
Say it. Would it make you feel better if I said something too?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, wait, let me try to think of something. Okay, that's like kind of nasty. I don't know if I want to say that. Okay, this one's like, I don't even know if this is like appropriate. I don't know if this is appropriate.
Wait, maybe mine's not like, okay.
Because I could say like, I could say like a surface level one, or I could say one that's like, I'm actually thinking about, and it like literally gives me like shivers. I'm just like, why did I do that? Why did I say that?
See, should we just,
I feel like that would be funny though to talk about.
Mine's like actually embarrassing.
See, I would want to talk about it, but not on like the first.
Okay, you know? Maybe we'll do another episode about like embarrassing
moments. Yeah, because I feel like I don't want to bring this up on the very first episode.
Yeah, I feel like it's too much. I honestly can't do that.
I can't. Yeah, okay. I can't do it. What's something that comes easily to you? Ooh. Dick.
What's something that comes easily to me? Everything I've ever wanted. No, I'm kidding. But that's true. True, though.
Manifestation queen.
Manifestation. What's something that comes easily to you? I would say, kind of like, if I have an eye for something or like an aesthetic for something, like I could bring it to life. I feel like that comes easily to me. Like I can envision things in my head and then like bring them to life. If that makes sense, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Cute. Or should I say like math? Or I don't know.
Well, I mean, if it comes easily to you.
Yeah, okay, my turn. Okay, if you could have a video of any moment in your life, which would you pick and why? I feel like you're getting so many, like, memories and, like, videos.
A sex video. No, I'm just kidding. A video. Okay, so... Oh, wait, actually, no, that's not safe. probably, okay, when I went wakeboarding, like, a few years back, like, in 2020 or something like that, I went wakeboarding, and it was really fun, and I only have, like, one photo of me doing it, because I looked like crap that day, so I didn't really want photos, but if I had a video, I feel like that'd be really cool. Okay. Have you ever been to therapy? What was it like?
Okay, I've never been to therapy. I did, like, sign up for, like, BetterHelp, like, 2 years ago or something. And then, like, they were being annoying. And they just, like, kept changing the dates. And I was over it.
That's so unprofessional.
And it was, like, $300.
Did you get a refund?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I was, like, why were they can't do this.
What was happening? Like, aren't they supposed to be super, like, on top of it?
Yeah,
like,
they weren't. They weren't. So, like, I just never got therapy. But it's fine. Well, I feel like if I were to go, then I would want to go in person.
In person, yeah. That was probably a sign to go in person instead.
Yeah, exactly. If you had to name three life rules, what would they be?
Life rules. Oh. That I live by would probably be try not to judge other people. Like, just based off of, like, superficial things. Always do your best. And do something that you're... Work towards something you're passionate about. I would say those would be my three life rules.
Yeah, I love that.
Simple but effective. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we should end it there. I think we've covered a lot. And we've also covered a lot of topics.
Yeah, I feel like that was, like, a good introduction. It was, like...
And now, also, our backs are hurting because we need pillows. Yeah. So, we will have pillows next time.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, next time it will be, like, more, like, curated.
Yeah, this was unplanned. Like, we literally did not have a plan. We were just like, let's just get this done. Mm-hmm. So...
And now I'm hungry.
And I'm getting hungry and we want sushi. Yes. So, yeah. What time is it?
Oh, it's four. It's right
4:30.
There.
4:30. Oh, yeah. It is right there.
4:35.
Okay, perfect. So that is the end of the first introduction to the second season of Minx Talks.
Yay.
And it's on video this time. And Hera is our very beloved guest partner. I don't know.
I love having me here.
Yeah. So... Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you guys got to know us a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And you guys will definitely get to know way more about us with episodes to come. And yeah, we're going to be posting this on YouTube and all the audio streaming platforms for podcasts. And yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of fun stuff in the future, in the next episodes.
Yes. Yes. Can't wait.
Hopefully you guys are there. Yeah. Until next time, you guys. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We didn't introduce our wig. And this is Sally.
Sponsored. Sally.
This is Sally. She's fiery red wig. Yes. I was going to wear this, but Hera was like, no, just wear the hat. Like, it's
because my hair smells good.
My hair is messy right now. I just was like setting everything up, so I didn't have time to do my hair.
It smells good.
Oh, because I sprayed it with wig spray to brush it.
Oh, it smells good.
Oh, it does smell really good. But yeah, I wear this sometimes when I like
stream.
I love it.
It's, okay.
She's thirsty. She's
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Enjoy your day.